There was panic in the eastern Romanian town of Galați near the border with Ukraine on Friday when a Russian drone hit a block of flats, causing a fire and injuring two people. The incident has been condemned by NATO members who have pledged to defend every inch of Allied territory. Russian drones have crossed into Romania a number of times since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, but this is the first time anyone has been hurt. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges is former commanding general of the US Army in Europe. He joined me earlier from Frankfurt. General Hodges, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Vladimir Putin has claimed there's no evidence that the drone that hit an apartment block in Romania was Russian. What do you make of the incident?
Well, of course, this is just the latest in a years-long series of violations of international law and peace by Russia against all of their neighbors in Eastern Europe. And the problem is most countries have failed to come up with a way to inflict any kind of consequences on Russia to make them suffer some sort of pain for what they do, whether it's drones or sabotage or disinformation, all of these things. And I think nations have got to quit treating these like law enforcement incidences where you need proof for a court. And instead, everybody knows this is Russia or Russia inspired anyway.
Ukraine's foreign minister said the incident proved once again that Russian aggression poses a real threat to the Black Sea region. Do you think we might see more of these kinds of attacks on other nations?
Well, yeah, of course I do. This has been going on for some time. You may remember, and your listeners will remember, several months ago when there were like a dozen drones flew into Poland. And this happens up in Baltic countries routinely. This is not the first time this has happened in Romania. The problem is the Russians, of course, the whole concept of gray zone operations, some people call it a hybrid, but it's really gray zone operations, is the difficulty in attribution. But there's nobody else. These are not teenagers out there launching drones that carrying explosive warheads. And you can be sure that Australia's armed forces would not be launching weapons at a legitimate target that was very close to something that was not a legitimate target or where the risk of collateral damage was bad. So, of course, Russia is launching attacks against Ukrainians in and around Odessa. But up in this corner of Romania, which is very close to Moldova, but also to Odessa, you know, the Russians don't care about the risk or the fact that some of these things might go astray and, you know, hit an apartment building with innocent Romanian civilians there. So, again, this is how they operate. They only respect strength, and nations are going to have to find ways to push back short of an actual kinetic conflict. Otherwise, we do run the risk of escalation when something really bad happens.
Should NATO or the EU general have done more?
Well, the alliance has been talking about this for quite some time. And after this, the big drone swarm that went into Poland, they started something called Eastern Sentry, which was intended to increase the awareness, the sensors, and the counter drone capabilities along NATO's eastern flank. But obviously, we're still nowhere near what we need to be. If you've got Romanians, they're tracking a drone, but they don't do anything about it, or they don't have the rules of engagement or the procedures in place. Still, here we are halfway through 2026, and you know, we need to get serious. That if Russia makes a decision to actually attack a NATO country straight away, it will be hundreds of these things happening all at the same time. And it's still frustrating that there's not the sense of urgency necessary to have the capabilities in place to protect citizens and infrastructure.
Shortly after this incident, Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy chair of Russia's Security Council, said that drones would continue to stray into European countries and prevent their populations from, quote, sleeping peacefully. Is this Russia trying to threaten Ukraine's European allies?
This is standard fare coming from the Russians, especially this guy Medvedev. But I mean, just listen to the terminology. They'll continue to stray into Eastern European countries to intimidate Eastern Europeans. All of Russia's gray zone operations are intended to scare people so that they put pressure on their governments not to support Ukraine. Russia is in big trouble in this war. They're losing ground. They're losing thousands of people every week. And now the logistics lines of communication are being pounded by the Ukrainians, who have figured out how to hit targets deep inside Russia or Russian occupied territory. So their only hope is if they can get nations to stop supporting Ukraine. And that's what these gray zone operations are all about. And so I think we have to change the mindset. Russia is clearly at war with the West. They've been at war with the West. And the sooner that we recognize that and then take steps to protect our populations and inflict consequences on the Russians, short of actual kinetic operations, if we don't do that, this is only going to continue.
General Hodges, thank you so much for joining Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for the privilege, Sally.